Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello, welcome to the Aware Show. I'm Lisa Garr, and this is our Money and Manifestation Summit. So I have to tell you, I've been having such a great time. This is one of the best summits we have ever done, because every single day we get an opportunity to learn something. I mean, this is like a crash course in money. If you can listen to all 10 of these shows, you will have is such an amazing awareness about your belief systems and your blocks, and then removing them, realizing your greatness, and tons of tools and techniques. I mean, this is really a crash course in getting over your money issues once and for all, and then thriving beyond them. And I'm just really loving this. I want to just only do this all day, every day for 10 days right now, but there's life that happens as well. But that's how excited I am about it. I'm truly, really, at night I'm talking to my husband about it, saying I learned this today, and this is really cool, and you need to listen to this, and we should work on this together, and just really exciting stuff. So I can encourage, if you have the time, pack it in there, because it's really groundbreaking information. And it also really is a commitment. It's about a commitment, too, to wanting to increase your havingness around money and really clearly setting clear goals, and goals that are attainable, not lofty goals, but attainable goals. And then when you start to see those goals appear and you're getting mini successes out of it, then you can go for bigger goals. And that is kind of what we're talking about today with my guest, Christy Whitman. Now, Christy is amazing. She has the havingness and the capacity to be able to have it all in her life. This is a concept I've grappled with for a long time in my life, but having a thriving career, a happy family, a successful marriage, incredible health, all of that, and at the same time having time for yourself, is within Christy's worldview. It is who she is, which is so refreshing to hear, because this is what she does. She truly does this in her life. She's a success coach. She's created an amazing business. And she also brings in a beautiful spiritual guidance and ability to guide us through different types of channeled exercises to attain what we want in life. So welcome to the show, Christy. I'm really excited that you're here.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be with you, Lisa.
You too. So I always look for models that really, that can, mentors, you know, that really embody this concept. Now, it's brave of you to say, I can have it all. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, you know, I was told that we can't have it all. And in this day and age, when we literally are in the like new age of abundance, and we can become more and more aware of energy, and that we do create our own reality, and that it's not up to us, you know, it's not up to somebody else what we create in our own experience. You know, we really can create our own definition of having it all. So your definition and my definition might be similar, or they might be very different, and it's different from woman to woman. So saying like having it all is having a family and having a career and a healthy body and money and all that kind of stuff, well, if that's your definition and you want all those things, you absolutely have the power within you to create that. Some women don't want all those things. But whatever you are feeling as far as the desire that you have within you, if you have that desire within you, you then have the power to manifest it in the universe.
Yes, yes. Most of the people that listen to the show are wonderful listeners. do have desires to have happiness, to have sustainability on our planet. Most mothers have the desire for their children to be happy and to have a happy and supportive relationship. I mean, these are pretty common things, and also men, as well as, you know, having a happy family and happy relationship. Finances, financial prosperity allows us to be able to do things that we want to do, to build that dream, that, you know, make that purpose contribute to others, you know, develop a really cool project or something that contributes back to the earth. You know, we all have goals and dreams and desires in this world. So I think you're right. Having it all does mean different things for different people, but there is that sense. And I've talked to many personal development authors, best-selling authors, that don't have it all. Yeah. And, yeah, you know, so it's a big thing to be able to say.
It is. And I love what you said, too, because I don't care who you are. If you're on this planet and you're in these bodies, we all have to work with this thing called money. So for me, you know, a lot of struggle and pain and a lot of like, well, I can't have it all, comes in the area of money. And when I wrote the book, The Art of Having It All, for me, it was important that women look at each and every aspect of their lives and define, like, what does having it all look like for me in my body? What does it look like for me in my finances? And since we're going to be talking about money today, which I love talking about money, it's the easiest thing, I think, to create because it's energy, it's green energy. But we, you know, if we have money in our lives, if we have a healthy relationship with it, if we feel that we're satisfied with it, for me, that lets a lot of the problems and issues and struggles that most people have go away, truly. And
yep.
Yeah.
It's true. We've definitely widely come up with that conclusion on this series, that it does help make dreams come true. But you make the dreams come true, but it facilitates in making dreams come true. Absolutely. So now that we've befriended money and that money is okay to talk about it, and we've gotten over our greed pictures and all of that stuff, we've worked on the series to do this. And if you haven't listened to the other shows, I encourage you to go after those other shows and really, you know, work through those basic pictures of judgment and greed and you know, around money. Okay, so we've done that. But here, I want to focus on what you talk about, which is a really super cool concept around these sub-personalities that we have around money. What is
Absolutely.
A sub-personality around money?
Well, we all have sub-personalities on many different subjects, and so let's just focus on the money one. We might have a sub-personality, like all of our sub-personalities, there's like little parts of our personality that make up the whole, and each one of these sub-personalities are there to help or protect us in some way. So, for example, you might have had a mom like me that was like, oh my God, rich people are just, they're the best. You know what I mean? Like, they are the ones that are really matter in the world. And they're like, you know, my mom still this day is like, oh, they got buku bucks. You know, it's like they're the top people.
Right. Yeah.
And then I also had a father that had talk about split energy, you know, was like, oh, rich people are this and they're greedy and they're da 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 da, right? So I developed at a young age a sub-personality that would completely sabotage my ability to not only make money, but to be able to, when I did attract it, keep it. Because I didn't want to be considered what Dad thought was the greedy, bad people. You know, so there's a part of me that would go out and make it because that's okay. And buku, you know, I'm a good person because I've got buku bucks, right? But then I would pull myself back and totally sabotage everything I was creating, because I then didn't want to be a bad person. So,
interesting.
Yeah, so I had to go in and work with this sub-personality, meaning that part of me that was doing that job was protecting me so I wasn't judged by my dad or anybody else. So that part was very young and was trying to protect me in some way. Even though I now grew past that, there was still that part of me that was holding me back, like almost like an anchor. And so when we can talk to that part of us, and there's a process that I do where you actually take that part of you and allow it to grow and give it a new role, you know, all the sub-personalities are trying to be a part of our success team. and they are only doing what they know best, but some of them are really young and need to be transformed and evolved.
Yes, it sounded like when you were talking about that, that went back to your little girl, and that little girl didn't feel good about making money.
Absolutely, because I didn't want to have daddy be disappointed in me. You know, as a little girl, we have our daddies that we look up to, and I didn't want daddy to look bad at me. I didn't want daddy to judge me as being greedy or a bad person or, you know, whatever the choice words that he used about people that had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So how did you, when you discovered this, where did it become clear for you that these were different personalities that we have? I mean, I've heard them as belief systems, but personalities makes a lot of sense.
We just develop these things again to protect ourselves out of a way of self-love. We don't know another way, so it's like, okay, so let me just, you know, I use this all the time as an example. You know, you might want to attract an ideal partner, but there's a part of you that's really scared because you're going to get hurt. So that part that doesn't want that ideal partner will just completely sabotage. So it's like, you know, everything in the universe is energy. And when we're sending out frequencies and vibrations by our asking, by our emotions, by our thoughts, you know, all the energy that we give out, if we have a clear, focused energy stream of like, I want to create money, I love money, money's great, money creates freedom, you know, all that kind of stuff going on, it's a pretty clear signal, and then it comes back to you. But if you've got a signal that's like, no, money's bad, I want money, no, money's bad, it's like the universe is going, you want money or do you not want money? And, you know, it's like, I'm confused here. What do you want? And so we have to align, because sometimes we have so many different beliefs and sub-personalities that the energy is like going scattered, and the universe is going, well, I don't know what to give you, so I'm going to give you nothing. Because you're asking for too many different things. There's too many different frequencies, too many different communications that I'm receiving. I'm just going to give you nothing.
So it's mixed signals to the universe. So you personify these through personalities. So give me an example of what the personalities are that would be sub-personalities around money.
Yeah, sure. So a sub-personality like I used to have was that, I had to pull myself back. So that was the saboteur, right? This is the one that didn't want me to make any money. And so once I evolved that, then it was like, okay, well, then there's a little girl that didn't feel she deserved to have money, you know? So then I had to work with that part of my sub-personality on the deserving issue of money and feel that, you know, there's a part of me that, of course, I deserve to have money, mm-hmm. you know? And then there was a part that felt like I wasn't enough. Like, who am I, you know, to have money? So work with that part of me felt like I wasn't enough. Work with that part of me that felt I didn't have any value. Like, what value do I have to give in the world? Because when you own your value, money loves that energy of owning value, and it's very attracted to that energy. So as soon as I started opening up to my prosperity personality, sub-personality, and owning that value, I started attracting more of it. Then there's a part that receiving, you know, that part of us, that little girl that we used to at one point just go, yes, 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 I love it, you know, let me take in everything. But then at one point, whether it could have been 2 years ago, it could have been 10 years ago, a sub-personality was developed that said, nope, I will only allow in this much. And so that sub-personality and as much as she or he allows in also needs to be evolved.
Interesting. So at what point did you realize, okay, how to get all of these? You go into this visualization, which is super, super powerful, where you meet these sub-personalities. And I like that this is, in a visualization process, more tangible than a belief system, because a belief system can be floating.
Yes.
When you gather or meet them, what do you do with them?
Great question, because typically if we find someone or something trying to hold us back or sabotaging ourselves, we want to, like, you know, we're angry at it or we're judging it or criticizing it. So we have to first come from a compassionate place, understanding that don't be angry at it. This part of you literally is just trying to help you or protect you, or it's trying to do something for you, but it doesn't know what to do. So, you know, we need to come to it with a very open, loving, compassionate place. Like, how can I help you grow and evolve? You know, this is what I want now in my life. Mm-hmm. So how can you help me be part of my success team to help me to get to that next place. So when you, I'm sorry.
So you don't ignore it or tell it to go away or delete it or erase it. You incorporate it?
Exactly. When you ignore, suppress, it still is there. So this part of us will still be a part of us unless we evolve it. And that's what the process is we talk to it. We ask for permission. You know, hey, I want to change now. I'm willing to go to a new level. I've got a new belief system. I've got a new desire birthing in me. And I need all of you to be part of my success team. Are you willing to get involved? And awesome. Then it's a matter of doing energetic work, the transformational work, so that part of you actually becomes a bigger, part of your success team in a way that's more helpful and influential in who you are now.
So you are a success coach, as I mentioned earlier. Give us a little bit of your background, and that's going to kind of introduce us to the guides and what you just talked about in terms of the spiritual aspects of this.
Absolutely. You know, I was about 18 years ago, I did not have success in any place in my life. My body was 30 pounds overweight. I was, $60,000 in debt. I was out of a relationship, attracting the wrong kind of guys. I had my literally renting a room in a house from a woman because I had nobody that I knew in the area that I lived. I mean, I did not, like, the areas that we look at our lives, I had no success in any of it. Mm. And so that's when I learned about and started finding out about universal laws. And what I first learned, the very first principle that I learned, was that we are always attracting or repelling things to us. And everything is energy. So
that's
interesting.
So we're either attracting or repelling.
Energy flows in eight different ways. And one of the ways is either coming in or it's going out. And so us as an energetic being, we're either pushing things away from us or we're calling it into us.
We're in either state. It can't be at the same state at the same time. We're in one or the other.
Yes, because it can different energy can be flowing and all that, but your dominant energy, like if you're in a place of abundance, and feeling that space of abundance or appreciation or gratitude, that's an energy that's very attractive. So you're bringing and calling forth things to you. You know, if you're in lack and limitation and not appreciating what you have, it's a push away.
Got it. That's interesting. I stopped you there because that is a cool thing to know. So if you are not in a place of receiving and accepting money, you're most likely in the opposite.
You're pushing it away. You're repelling it.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So you looked in all those areas of your life and you realized that you needed to be in a place of receiving, right?
Yes. Receiving, and that, the place that I needed to be in is being focused really on what I did want to create. Because so many times we look at what we don't have, what we don't want, what's not working, what's wrong and bad about our lives. And that, if you think of yourself as an energy tower, that's always emitting energy, which is true for all of us, whether it's the beliefs, the perception, the thoughts, the feelings, what we say, the actions that we take, that's energy that's moving out. And that energy moving out is either, there's a spectrum, right? So it's either high positive vibrations all the way to low negative vibrations.
Okay.
And so those energies, those vibrations, all energy carries vibration, that vibration goes out into the universe and it matches up with and collects other energies or vibrations of the same. So for instance, with money, $10,000 has a totally different vibration than $60,000 or $1 million.
Right.
Being $50,000 in debt has a different vibration than $10,000.
Yes.
So being able to hold that space that you're in, so you're in debt $60,000, you have attracted that situation. That's a low level vibration.
Okay.
In order to change your financial state, you need to shift into a different vibration.
Okay.
And it's not, here's the great news, right? Money is one of the easiest things to change a vibration with because it doesn't have opinions, it doesn't have judgments, it doesn't have beliefs, it doesn't have a, oh, I like you, but I don't like you. It's just green energy. It's not like being in a relationship with another human being. It's just energy.
That's refreshing because it does, that it's neutral. It's very neutral.
Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting.
So it's us. It's us. And when I say, let's go deeper with belief systems, we as human beings are meaning makers. We make money mean something. So
we
money
sure do.
Means something to us. Some people it might mean power. And I just don't want that type of power. So it's almost like an abdication of that power. So with the power, because money means power, I don't want that.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
And it could be so unconscious. It could be something that we don't even realize that we did, because now we're playing the role that maybe our mom or our dad played, and we're picking up that role.
Right, or we give meaning to those people that have money, or the people that have money are greedy, or, yeah, I want to live a life of poverty. Yes, that's a meaning that we give things. So if
Absolutely.
We look at money neutrally, what does that look like? Explain that some more.
Well, when you look at money neutrally, when you look at it that, you know what, it's money is just energy. When you just come at it from that place, like what money is literally a medium of exchange that exists in our universe. In order to have lights in my house, it takes money to get that. It's a medium
right.
exchange. You know, back in the day, they used to trade pigs for that kind of stuff. Now it's called money.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this thing that everybody uses called money. It's just an agreement that all of us just said, yes, okay, we're going to buy into this thing. It's a medium of exchange. But we've put so much, like, oh, that person is so much more special because they have money, or that person has more power because they have money, or that person is more influential, or this person is, you know, sweeter, or this, whatever meanings we put on and the justification for those people that have money. But it's just energy. When you come from it, that place, and that each person that is embodied in their physical body, There's no judgment. Like you can have it and you can't have it. The
right.
the good, amazing, abundant, benevolent source that we have wants to see that every single person on the planet be joyful, happy, prosperous, abundant.
Mm.
So
yep.
I think of it as like when I look at my two kids. I have a 4 and a 5-year-old, and I look at my two boys, and it would be like me saying, "You can't have money. You don't deserve it. I'm gonna just." You know, or you can have one, but you can't have it. You know,
right.
it's like what father or what mother would do that to their children? Same
no.
thing. The universe is like, want to give you an abundance of supply, prosperity, all good things are bestowed upon you. You just have to receive it.
Okay.
So if we're coming from that place that energy is neutral and we know that the universe is always wanting to supply it, the equation is us.
Good point, which is, okay, brings me to a question that came in from England. She says, Gemma, I'm sick of my 9-to-5 job and I want financial freedom. I have read The Secret, seen the film, listened to many audio tapes for a good 9 months and many of them, but still the law of attraction doesn't work for me. Why is that? I'm getting frustrated. Please help me.
Well, you know what, Lisa? I hate to be blunt, but the law of attraction works for every single person every single time. It's a universal law. So we just have to know that. So it's like gravity. You know,
I don't
gravity.
Okay, explain this. Explain.
Okay. So gravity isn't like, okay, well, I'm going to work for Lisa, so I'm going to keep her on her chair. Christy, today I'm not working for you, so you're going to float off in outer space. Gravity works for every single person. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, you're going to be on your chair because this thing called gravity, right?
Okay.
So universally too, there's universal laws. Here's the thing, law of attraction is one of many universal laws, and people like the, you know, caller that, the person that wrote in, what was her name again?
Gemma.
Like Gemma. She learned this about The Secret. She watched The Secret. So she's learned about the universal law of attraction. It's like going to kindergarten and then expecting yourself to be a master's student. There's more to the story. There's
okay.
more to learn. But you have to come from that place that it's a universal law. It's working all the time. It cannot be turned off. It cannot not work. It doesn't go, Gemma, I don't care for you today. I'm not going to work for you.
Huh.
It's working all the time.
Huh.
All the time.
So how do people experience, like, well, she's not experiencing the financial freedom and the job switch. Why not?
Well, here's the thing. There's other universal laws. Like, I talk about the 7 essential laws, and I find that the most important law is the law of sufficiency and abundance. Because what happens is that people think, okay, I'm just going to think positive, for example, and she might be thinking positive and all that kind of stuff, but we are all vibration, everything from our thoughts to our emotions. Our emotions are the strongest vibration that comes out of and emits out of our being. So she
True.
Could be thinking positively, but feeling resentment or feeling anger or feeling fear or feeling anxiety. because we live in a vibratory universe, the universe isn't listening to our thoughts. It's picking up on the vibrations of our thoughts or our emotions. We could think positive all day long, but if we don't actually change the way we feel in the state that whether we're in, it doesn't affect the change in the outer reality. Affirmations is a perfect example. People could say all day long, I'm abundant. God is my right. source and my supply.
Right.
I'm magnificent. There's no energy. There's no shift. There's no yeah. internal, you know, juice going on so that it's changing the vibration that comes out of our energy towers. But if you're like, I'm abundant, you know, that is like different energy that's going out into the universe. And if that's a consistent vibration, that's when your outer reality changes. So that's
so when she's saying the still, the law of attraction doesn't work for me. That's what she's vibrating.
Yes. It's doubt.
Got it. It's doubt. So it does work for her because she's getting more doubt.
Exactly. We are always getting what we are vibrating out. So I get that thing. I get that all the time. Law of attraction doesn't work, or law of attraction doesn't work for me. So law of attraction always works. So do the other universal laws, and it's always working for you. But yeah. we are so trained, and this is where law of sufficiency and abundance comes in, which is why I feel it's the biggest and most important law, especially for this discussion on money.
Sufficiency.
We're focused on what we don't want. Uh-huh. Most of us in our society have been trained in like a little seed being planted in a garden of lack and limitation. You uh-huh. see it in the media all the time. Unless you have this, you know, type of facial cream, you're not enough.
Yes.
You know, it's like it's in the messages. Unless you drive this kind of car, Mr. Man, you are not going to get the chicks because you are not enough. You know, it's always just in our media and the advertising. You know, in the way that many of our parents raised us, in the school system, it's all to focus on what's not enough, and so you got to do this in order to become enough.
Well, okay, so what happens if you want many things, Christy? Like, I want a successful series where people here get the passion that I'm feeling for this. I want a successful book launch. I want a happy family. I want health. I mean, what happens when you want a lot of things?
Yeah, that's for me. It's great. If you have a lot of desires, that's fantastic. But here's the thing. Most people think, okay, I want all these things, so I have to go do something outside of me to make these things happen. First and foremost, it's alignment of your energy. So if you find the essence of what you want. So in your career space, it might be just that feeling of success. Vibrate in that space of success. Really feel it, like in every single cell of your body, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, like what success feels like, and then expand it. You know, like success feels like we all have our definition or our feeling sense of what success is right now, right? Well, if you want a different level of success, you have to change internally, and you have to feel a different intensity, a different vibration of success.
Okay. All right. So granted, I'm a little bit tired because we got a puppy. But here's the thing, is that here I am vibrating at success, and I see myself and do the visualizations, and I feel great, fabulous. I'm attracting abundance. And then, like, the dog poops on the floor. And then I'm just, you know, just like. And but that's a minor example, you know, where
it's
somebody gets in a car crash or, you know, a bill comes in and just takes them out. You know, that's what I'm trying to figure out, how to hold on to it
yes.
as well.
Perfect. So that is what we call conditions. And we are human beings living in a world where there's a lot of different conditions. Some are really good, some are really bad. What I like to equate it is like our universe, our world, and all the things in it is like a big, huge buffet of food. And you know what? There's some food that we love, some food that we don't love. For me personally, I don't like curry. So it'd be like me going up to this big buffet of food and seeing all the different plates that have curry. Most of us go, oh, great, there's the curry. Now I can't go and enjoy all the other things I want because the curry's there. What am I going to do with the curry? I can't, you know, that's going to ruin that because I'm going to smell like curry. You know, we focus on the bad conditions. And when we're focused on the conditions we don't want, which I like to call contrast, we're not focused on all the other amazing dishes. Just move away from the curry, you know? So I get what you're saying. The dog poops, right? Okay, so when it cooks you and gets your energy, you know, so like the saying, S-I-G-I-T happens, you know?
Yeah.
Right? It happens. Things like that happen to the living, is what my grandmother used to say. But the more emotion and the more hook that you get into those contrasting things, the more you affect your energy. But if you're like, oh, there you go, the puppy's got it again, and there's not this like hook and energy, then it just becomes, all right, that's contrast. What do I want? I want the puppy to get potty trained.
Yeah.
I want the puppy to go outside.
I love what your grandmother said. Stuff happens to the living. You're right. If we are we're alive, things are going to happen. It's just, again, the meaning you give to it and the emotion that you have around it. You can get a little bit more neutral around it. That would be fabulous.
Yes.
So, okay. So that's great, and those things happen. So in what you're talking about here, you have a wonderful guided meditation program that you have offered here for us. And they're really in-depth and transformative cellular change that happens from these meditations. I mean, you really take people through a different level that starts to create change that happens overnight. And a lot happens overnight, which is really amazing. So how did you come up with these? Why did you choose this specific type of guided meditation to really get people through their stuff?
Well, you know, for me, everything is energy. And when you can put someone through a guided meditation where they're actually working with their energy, so, you know, in the magnetizing, manifesting, you know, course that I have, I'm literally working with a person's subpersonality. So they're releasing the old, like, anchor of that subpersonality and literally becoming a greater part of themselves, you know, getting on that success team. So when you have all your parts of you aligned, then it's easier. You don't have that split energy. And so it's easier to manifest because the signal that you're giving out is more focused. There's a greater momentum that happens, and then it comes back to you easily. You know, when you're doing that internal energetic shifting, that's when, as within, so without, when you shift your internal environment, that's when the outer reality will shift.
Okay. So that's what you're doing, is you're taking us through a walk to deep into our internal environment.
Absolutely. As it relates to abundance, prosperity, and magnetizing. So, for example, the magnetizing, manifesting, and magnetizing, you're learning how to work inside yourself with energy in the power center that you have to literally call forth energy to you. So we're saying, come here, money, you know, come in my space, come in my field. Let me feel what it feels like to already have you versus being in the old state of not having enough.
Okay, so in this visualization, and there's several, and I invite people to go to the website so you can take a look at what I'm talking about, which is theawareshow.com/Christy, Christy. And so these are, you have coaching courses which include these visualizations, right? The processes.
Absolutely. Well, you know, for me, it's about educating. I like to say, like with the Abundance Principle Coaching Program, you know, I'm here to expand people's containers, but it's up to them to fill it up. It's up to them to shift the energy. And so with the Abundance Principle Coaching Program, I teach people the difference about lack and abundance, because the law of sufficiency and abundance for me is by far the most important law. When you're in abundant, when you're in alignment with abundance, you're in a high level vibration, the universe matches it, and it's not just one aspect like of money. When you are vibrating in abundance, it's reflected in all areas of your life. And you're in a place of allowing, you're in a place of detachment. It just makes all the universal laws work together. It all fits like a puzzle piece. So doing daily work, like doing a little bit of meditation, doing a little bit of gratitude journaling, focusing on a daily statement that gets your mind off of the normal thought process that you have and get yourself into a different feeling place. So you're cultivating, you're deliberately bringing in and bringing forth that energy of abundance. That's what's filling up your container.
Okay. All right. You know, you've mentioned these laws. You said there were eight universal laws that you've been studying. So can you just cover those really quickly? The universal law of abundance and
sufficiency and abundance. Yeah, so that I usually go through all four or all seven of them, and sufficiency and abundance is the fourth law. But basically, with this law, and it's not just the law of abundance.
Oh, wait, one quick sec. Can you pull your light down a little bit closer to you because it's probably getting dark where you are? Is there a light above you?
Nope, there's a
Nope.
light over here.
Oh, goody, goody. Because I want to see your expressions. You've got the best expressions. I don't want you to. There you are. Hi.
I
Are you in the East Coast?
am,
Yeah, we
yes.
talked about that. So, okay, cool. All right. Hi. Okay. Universal laws.
Okay, so the fourth law, I'll just start with this because we're here and it's in the field. The first law is the law of sufficiency and abundance. So it's not just the law of abundance, it's the law of sufficiency and abundance.
What
So
does that mean?
okay, so you cannot attract abundance from a place of lack. It's on two total different spectrums and two poles, right? So sufficiency is that middle ground. Sufficiency is that doorway into abundance. So you at least need to be coming from a place of where I am, who I am, what I have is enough. Look for the positive aspects of your situation. The
Okay.
best place to manifest anything, and here's the kicker, it's always going to be like this. Being happy and satisfied with where you are right now. You don't have to be over the moon freaking out, but at least be satisfied with where you are and then looking at what's coming ahead and getting excited. That's
Okay.
the best place of manifestation. And then there's that gap, you know, filling in the gap of the it already happened. It's happening. I already have it. It's a desire. It hasn't manifested the material world yet, but because it's a desire, I already have it. And when you're coming from that satisfied place, that's what magnetizes it to you.
Okay, so sufficiency, meaning okay, here, right now, where I am, and something more. And
Yes.
then you set specific goals around that.
Yeah, so goals and visions and, you know, and intentions. What's the feeling sense that you want to have, the essence of that vibration? When this thing manifests, you know, whatever it is, how will I feel?
Okay.
You know?
Yep. And then other laws that you were mentioning as well, there were seven.
Yeah, so let me go through them real quick. There's a law of attraction, which we talked about. So what you send out comes back to you vibrationally. Second of all is the law of deliberate creation. That's where we get to say, okay, I'm working with subpersonalities. I'm changing my beliefs. I'm getting into the essence place of what I want. I'm looking for positive aspects so I can feel satisfied. You know, we're deliberately putting ourselves into a place of feeling and emanating what we want to experience. So that's law of
Okay.
deliberate creation. Number
Okay.
three is law of allowing. When you are in constriction, when you are in resistance, you're not allowing. I
Okay.
always like to think of it this way. When you are going to receive something, you don't go with a closed fist. You have to have an open hand to receive something. So our
Right.
energy is the same way. If we're judging, if we're criticizing, if we're anxious, if we're doubting, there's that, you know, that example again of the doubting, we're constricted. We have
Okay.
to allow. You know,
Okay.
we have to be open. We have to trust, right? So there's that allowing. So the fourth one we talked about, which is sufficiency and abundance.
Okay.
The fifth law is the law of pure potentiality.
Okay.
So everything exists. Doesn't matter if it was this computer, the chair I'm sitting in, the light, you know, anything. All of this at one point was unmanifested energy. And
Right.
there is still, like, from me to the computer, from me to the side, there's all this energy
Right.
that's unmanifested. All of
Mm
this has potential to be something. Now,
hmm.
go beyond the house and you know, like there is a whole entire galaxies and you know, so much out there. We have more dark matter in our world. It's like 96% of what our life is unmanifested versus the 4% that we actually can see and taste and touch.
Huh.
That's all pure potential. It has the potential of becoming something.
Wow.
And if we have an idea or desire, there's pure potentiality for that to manifest.
That is a cool concept. That's very cool.
Yes. And
Huh.
so, and I didn't make these up. They're universal. It's how the universe exists. It's not like these are Christie's laws. I mean, these are universal laws, right? So
Yep.
number six is the law of detachment. And the law of detachment is very similar to the law of allowing. But where the law of detachment is, you know, we talked about goal setting, right? You have intentions for what you want in your business. You have intentions or pictures of what having it all looks like in different areas of your life, right?
Right.
Then there's a certain place where we have to detach as far as the details are concerned. So for me, as an example, when I was single, I wanted a certain type of man. I didn't want just any old man. I had characteristics and qualities and deal breakers, you know, in the man that I wanted to attract. And so I was very much attached to those type of qualities. And, you know, so, but what I was detached to, I was attached to having someone in my life, and I was attached to having the certain qualities in my life. What I was detached from is when's he going to show up, who he's going to be, when I'm going to meet him, you know, like all those details, there was just a total detachment. And when I felt like, oh, when's he coming, you know, that's where my inner work had to come. It's like, detach. It's not here yet. It's not the timing yet. Trust.
Got it.
Important in manifesting. So the seventh law, I touched on about this about as well, is the law of polarity. So you can have any subject, and since we're talking about money today, most people are like, I'm focused on money. How come money hasn't come? Because your energy is on the pole of lack. So you've got this thing, for example, you got temperature is one thing, but on one extreme you have extreme hot, on the other extreme you have extreme cold, and then there's a spectrum in between. Vibrationally, for the range that we have, we've got abundance, we've got lack, and you have this subject called money. We have to check, where are you on that pole? You could be focused on money and attending money all day long, but if you're on the pole of lack, you're just going to get a continuation of more lack, more evidence of that lack.
So being on, recognizing that there's a polarity there and staying, like we talked about earlier, on the side of receiving rather than on the side of pushing away.
Yes.
So that's what you mean by the polarity. You're in either in one state or the other. And if you're not in receiving, you're most likely in the other state.
You're either attracting or you're repelling. Or you're attracting to you what you don't want. Because you could still be attracting, but you're attracting what you don't want.
Oh, okay. Yep, that makes sense. Okay. So in what you have here is taking people through guidance. Where you go, where you walk deep into the subconscious mind and you go through these wonderful visualization processes where you reintegrate parts of ourselves that might have been disenfranchised and bring them back together, but you also bring in an amazing amount of soul guidance. What is soul guidance? Like, are they guides, or are they our own guides, or is it just a visual process?
It's a visual process, but it's us connecting more to not just the personality part of us, the 4% that's material, but to that 96% of who we really are, the non-physical aspect of us. So in these meditations...
Potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So in these meditations, it's connecting with that part of us that we can bring our problems to, that we can find for comfort in any given moment, that we can just feel that sense of peace, that the essence energy of who we are. Doesn't matter if we want success, abundance, joy, freedom, it can experience that at any moment, at any given time. And if we attune ourselves with that soul part of us, that guide part of us, we can tap into those feelings anyway. And the reason why anybody wants anything in the first place, be it more money, more companionship, whatever it is, it's because we're all looking for some type of feeling sense.
Yes.
We think that if I get that money, or if I go on that vacation, or I find that man, or I get that job, it's going to make me feel this.
Yes.
If you figure out what the this is, what's that feeling, and then generate that and go within to our 96% that already is always feeling that anyway, there's nothing ever missing.
That's great. That is great. And it's such a great starting off point, too. Sometimes if you just don't know what to do around money, like our friend there, Gemma, who had talked about earlier how she was frustrated and upset, at least there is a place that she can go where she can start to listen to these tapes and almost subconsciously start to work out her issues while she sleeps. And, I mean, you listen to the meditations and visualizations when you're awake and you're sitting up. But at night, you're... unconscious, your subconscious starts to unravel what it is that you listen to. You can listen to them over and over again until you start to bring it into your conscious awareness. And that's what I found myself doing is I listened to it before I went to bed, had a discussion about it before I went to bed with my husband, woke up in the morning, had great new insights and a nice sense of freedom and very much clarity, I must say. Very clear where I was doing dishes and I would think of my goal, or I was, you know, doing different things and I was, you know, just putting my mindfulness towards the right thoughts rather than just, you know, kind of wasting that time. I really really, it made an impact on my subconscious mind, these visualizations. And they are very, very, very powerful and good. So I'm going to invite people to the website to take a look at it again. It's theawareshow.com/Christy. And there are classes, and they're followed by meditations. And their meditation topics are very clear. They're, this will give you an idea. There's one on magnetizing yourself, becoming a magnet and drawing in abundance and reprogramming at the cellular level for abundance. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I mean, again, everything is energy. So if we're in this place, this you know, 4% of who we really are, and we have this thing called matter, if we start to deliberately put in a different type of energy into every single cell, it's like, what is cancer, right? Cancer is cells like mimicking each other, going awry and creating havoc and then disease in the body. We could do the exact same process, but a different or positive process where we're putting in higher thoughts, higher vibrations. And as we start to do that, cells are going to mimic that. You know, and our body composition is completely changed in 7 years. And, you know, so it's like you can literally become a totally different, reprogrammed, like attuned different person, you know, now, right now, and it'll change your point of attraction. But in 7 years, I mean, I've seen that. It's like I am not even the same person I was 7 years ago or even 7 years before that. Just because I'm continually putting in a higher state of vibration and releasing, you know, what doesn't work and taking that away. And so, like, my cellular being is just getting higher and higher in vibration. And the beauty of that is that abundance then comes naturally. It's like drinking water, knowing that water is always going to be there. It's something I almost, like, take for granted now, whereas before I had to work hard. You know what I mean? I like had to really deliberately put myself in a place of like, you know, aligning with the abundance because I was so rooted and seeped in lack.
Yeah.
So now it becomes easy and natural.
Yep. Yeah, that's interesting. So you really start to become a magnet for, and these are the tools that I was talking about where you can spend your time thinking about during the day. Awakening your true prosperity self, which is wonderful. This is where you talk about the subpersonalities and the journey that you go to the mountain and to the subpersonalities with the guide and the master is beautiful. It's really beautiful. It's really well done.
Thank you.
And then there's abundance. There's success. You can release your fear of failure and all of that and then start to imagine success. You talk also about setting realistic goals. For setting a goal that you feel that you can attain in 30 days. And that's a great idea because you get success that way rather than the year long or December or whatever. You're doing this in small chunks. Was that intentional?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's why. Because most people, like, perfect example of Gemma, again, not saying that Gemma did this, but some people will watch The Secret and go, oh, I want to be a millionaire. And it's like she's $90,000 in debt, but she wants to be a millionaire, and she thinks that I'm not saying this Gemma, but someone else, like, you know, will think positively and try to work with law of attraction, and it's like, why isn't it? And then they get discouraged, and then like, oh, law of attraction doesn't work. There's got to be something wrong with me. We want to see evidence of success along the way. So start off by a goal that's attainable, that you really feel that you can, in fact, attract, because the fact that we will attract from the beliefs that we hold. So if we believe, truly, truly believe that we can do something, we can attract it, we can feel the essence of already achieving it, of already being a vibrational match to it, when it comes, then it's like we get to celebrate that success. So it helps us as we're on our trail of becoming deliberate creators, it helps give us evidence that, wow, this actually works. Hey, I'm good, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's really great. I think that's fantastic. Super attainable. You could set a dollar amount. You could set a weight goal. You could set all of this together, and you can get mini successes that at the end, even at the end of this year, surmount to huge success. Then, as opposed to just setting that goal to the end of the year now, it's daunting. The psyche might not believe you. Then you do a whole point, a meditation on clearing beliefs and old programs, a whole one on aura cleaning, energy, and light work. Explain that one.
Yeah, it's, again, more energy work. So you want to bring in, like, if you're scanning your body and you can feel from a sense, like, where are we holding on to energy? Because most people, you know, we have everything's energy. And we hold on to emotions, and we don't let energies just flow, so we hold on to them. And a lot of times it mucks up our aura, it mucks up our vibration. We kind of hold on to it in our heart center. So this will help you, allow you to just release some of that stuff so you can bring in a higher vibratory energy.
So cool. Remember when I was talking earlier in the show about if you really do this work, there is, as Christy said, the law of attraction works for everyone. So if you do this work, it works for everyone. This is a part of the laws of the universe. Really hold that belief system for a second. If it works for everyone, and if we don't think it works because we've been attracting our doubts and fears, so that might prove it works, why not intentionally go into what it is that you're choosing? Choosing your thoughts every single moment is so important. And that's what the law of attraction does, is it responds to that vibration. It responds, responds, responds. That's great. And then this is the work here that Christy is taking you through with these meditations and visualizations is doing the work. It's clearing house, it's cleaning house, and it's setting new goals and seeing successes. And then this is the other one, which I love, linking with your soul and the guides. And this is working with your own personal guides.
Yes. I don't know about you, but when I feel and I know and I connect with the fact that there are so many partners around me right now, there is just partners on the other side of the veil that I know have my intentions, that I know are working on my desires, I know are guiding me in the steps, go this way, don't go that way. When I am in connection with that partnership, I feel so much more confident and at peace than if it's just Christy going out alone, doing it herself.
Yep, so, absolutely.
And once again, the beings on the other side of the veil, they too have universal laws. They can't just impose themselves on us. They have to actually, they don't have to, but they respond. It's like ask and it's given. They respond when we ask, they are willing to help us. But we have to do the asking. It's like the money. We're the ones that have to change that relationship with money because it can't be the money.
Got it. Interesting. And I also invite your calls, by the way. If you press *2 and raise your hand, then Christy can actually... You can talk directly to her and do a little coaching on air here. Oh, by the way, that's the other part of that great package, which is, again, you find it at theawareshow.com/Christy. There is a coaching session in there where you get to actually speak with someone on your own individual personalized issues. And based on Christy's program, they're trained in Christy's work, can help coach you through it. These are your coaches, right?
Yes, I have a coaching certification program called the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, and these are certified coaches that are willing to give their time away. There's no cost, no obligation. They're
awesome.
Just literally wanting to give free gifts.
That is amazing. So every person that buys this offer gets the opportunity to have a coaching session along with all of the material that you're doing, the meditations. Included in that is a coaching session with a live human.
Yes.
And you can work on your own issues, which is fantastic. That's a huge thing. Okay, so once again, you press *2 to raise your hand, and we've got a caller here from New York, and I'm going to call on you by the city and state that your phone is registered in. So your phone is registered in Nassau, New York. Do you have a comment or question for Christy Whitman? I can so faintly hear you. We just need to see if you can, how do we do that? Get her up a little bit higher. Darn, the phone line is too low. It's all the way up on our end. Okay, bummer. Maybe my caller can type it in and then we can get to your question in terms of the chat, because that would be a little bit easier. There's a place where you can type in your questions, and there's several on here. I want to ask a few of those for right now. Tracy in Riverside says, I'm a single mom with two jobs. I'm tired. I feel like there's never enough. How can I keep my energy and attitude up? And I get it. When you're tired, it is hard to get into that place of, you know, positivity. What can she do?
Yes, I get it too, and you're right. When you're tired and you don't feel well, it's like pushing a noodle uphill. It's really difficult. You know, I know that we all have very busy lives, but it's like this process doesn't have to take a lot of time. As you're standing in line at the grocery store, connect with you, because there is a source that is never tired, that always has enough energy, that always is fully abundant. And if we can allow ourselves to just open up to that stream of abundance, that stream of energy, even in a grocery line, just feeling in for a moment, like literally just open yourselves up now while you're listening to this and allow yourself to connect, that non-physical you to connect with that bigger part of you, to that true abundance that there is.
Yeah.
It's like putting a light into a light socket that's been running on battery power and the battery is going low, you know? So before you wake up in the morning, like before you even open up your eyes, you know, just tell yourself, beautiful, I'm magnificent, you know, open up to that feeling sense. It takes little moments, you know, give yourself reminders on your cell phone or put up mm-hmm. sticky notes to just take a few moments just to plug in and connect. Driving in your car, you know, do things instead of listening to the radio or things that are, you know, news radio or anything that could drain your energy. Yeah. Put in like tapes that would, you know, uplift you, or turn it off the radio entirely and just talk to your non-physical partner.
One of my keys is these little teeny power naps. If I can get in a 10-minute nap or a 15-minute nap, it completely recharges me in just a weird way. And there's a lot of research on it as well. It can actually boost your energy. If you could take 10 minutes out of your lunch hour, or just, you know, 10 minutes somewhere in your day, you have 10 minutes. You can lay down, calm your mind, set your, you know, alarm on your phone, and in 10 or 15 minutes, you will wake up so much more energized. It's very weird the way that that works, but it does.
It's true. And I just want to say something too. You'll never find the time. You have to make the time. You have to make the time for you, because this is your life. And we all have a lot of responsibilities and obligations, but we have to first take the time. I love my Christy time. I have to have my Christy time, because if I don't have that, I am no good for my two boys and my husband or my business or my clients. I need my Christy time. And it doesn't have to be a lot of time, but it just has to be a moment or two where I can just be with me and connect.
That's actually a great point. You can listen to the grounding meditation that Christy does. That's a great idea. Even if you don't have, you know, if you don't want to fall asleep, or if you don't think you can ground and you can connect. Actually, we can give people just a few minutes of that experience. Do we want to do that really quickly?
Sure, that'd be great.
A great ground, like a just a few minute grounding recharge for people to feel awake, alive, and intention oriented. Is that okay?
Yeah. Do you want to do it right now?
Sure.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Okay. So just really quickly, I'd like you to feel yourself in your body. Feel the gravity points supporting your body. So feel your back up against the chair, your hips being supported. Feel your feet on the ground. Like really come deep into your body. And feel the chakras at the bottom of your feet. If you can touch your bottom of your feet to the floor, even if you have shoes on, that's fine. We all have these big chakras, most people don't talk about them, in the center of our feet. And just allow earth energy to come through the middle of your feet, bottom of your feet, and allow that energy to come up through your legs and just come up all the way up your body, feeling that groundedness. At the same time, imagine that at the base of your spine, that there's an imaginary grounding cord that's going down through your spine. Imagine it's almost like you're growing a tail. It's like a rope or a plug, almost like a toaster being plugged into a wall. Imagine it's coming down through the chair that you're sitting in, going down past through the ground, going deep, 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 deep down into the center of the earth. Just imagining that Mother Earth is just wrapping her arms all around you, feeling her support, her strength, her loving energy, and then allowing that loving energy, that support, that nurturing energy to come back up through your grounding cord, going all the way up, back up through your whole entire spine, up through the top of your head, and out the top of your head. And then imagine about a foot above your head is a beautiful golden ball of light imagining that that represents source and abundance and all good loving things. And imagine that this golden ball of light is showering down like a waterfall of light down through your spiritual center, your seventh chakra, the top of your head. Imagining just coming down and allowing all this beautiful light and love coming down through the top of your head, going in every single cell, every organ, and in every single place in your body. And then imagining going outside of your body too, just cocooning you in a beautiful light, a beautiful bubble of love and light. And then you can open your eyes and see how grounded you feel. And that took, what, 2 minutes?
Seriously, that felt so great. Everything is so clear.
Yeah.
And bright.
Yes.
Very nice. Very beautiful. And that's just a clearing of energy. I mean, that took a couple of minutes. And it's a recharge. It's a recharge. And energetically, you know, stuff gets stuck. And if you run your energy like that, it gets, really clears out some of the gunk.
Absolutely.
It's a technical term, gunk.
Yeah, gunk. I like it.
It also helps your open up your heart as well. Okay, we've got another question here, and we've just got a few minutes left. This is Kim, and she says, for us heart-centered entrepreneurs that are marketing online, what advice do you give? What advice do you when feelings, okay, so what advice do you give when feelings of rejection come in, like I'm not good enough? Okay, great. So I get it. Manifesting something online is like, poof, it's like creating something out of nothing, right?
Yes.
It's fun. It's magic. So you, when that person has, like they're driving the car going, okay, what have I really got that's tangible? Great question. Great question.
Well, you know, too, for me, like, you have to put a support system around you because, you know, it is easy for people online to reject you or to, you know, I used to get, like, when I was first building my online business 8 years ago, when I would have someone opt out of my email list, it was like, oh, they don't love me. What's wrong with me? You know, it was horrible. And it,
totally.
A very wise man told me, he's like, you have to have someone, first of all, don't get those notifications where people opt out, because literally I'd be like, what? You know, it was horrible. So I stopped getting the notifications when someone opted out.
Good idea.
And I had someone, you know, it was my first person I hired, and, you know, starting a business and having a business, you know, like the first time we have to actually hire an assistant to help us, it's kind of like, well, I'm not making enough money. How can I hire someone? You can have someone just checking your emails like once or twice, in, you know, like a day, and having them kind of protect you from the people that are like, you're crazy, or, you know, you're all woo-woo, or, you know, what are you talking about? You know, anybody that kind of like negativity, because it's our job as, you know, as leaders of the company, whatever we're doing as far as a provider of service or whatever we're doing to keep our energy clean, to be in a high vibration. And there's some people that just will never get us, but they feel that they have to tell you what their opinion is.
That's if very real. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And if you have someone that's just kind of checking those emails and kind of taking, you know, like not letting you see them, just kind of deleting them or just saying thanks for your perspective, but so that you don't have to take that on, I would really, really recommend that. It made a huge difference for me.
That is a great, great tip. Yes, absolutely. You're never going to make all the people all the time happy.
No.
So, yeah, great point. And we've got the World Wide Web, so you got a lot of people on there.
Yes.
Okay, so once again, I'm going to remind the listeners to go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Christy, Christy. And the meditations on here, as you can tell, they're deep. They're penetrating, and they work at a cellular level because you're walking through your unconscious mind and creating new concepts, new intentions, new visualizations, new patterns. And there's also those that get rid of and move out the old ones. I always say the best way to get rid of an old habit is to create another one, a more positive one over that. So it starts to, in the brain, literally form a new neural bundle, and the other one doesn't get the blood supply and the neurotransmitters, so it implodes. So you get brand new, you know, visualization processes to start to create new intentions, and they become a part of your psyche. You wind up, that's the magic of working in the unconscious, because these, it works for you. Everybody's looking for a quick fix. My quickest fix is doing things in my unconscious mind, And the best way to do it, the only way to do that really, is meditation and visualization, because you've got to get into the theta state. So that's great. So again, the website is theawareshow.com/Christy. Really powerful work. If you're really committed to doing the work and changing your financial situation for the better, something that you intend and that you approve and that you can get behind and that you can actually do, then this is a wonderful way for you to do it. And again, we're all about giving you tools at an affordable price. So you can create so much more than you're going to spend on this package, I got to tell you. I mean, really?
That's crazy. The magnetizing thing right there, just like the little that you're spending,
think about it so quick. You wouldn't have put together a package that only helps people create $100, right?
No. I can't tell you how much money I have attracted, and how, not even just me. Again, this isn't just Christy Whitman. This is like, I mean, thousands of people that I've helped and that have gone through this program. They're like, I'm amazed. Like, I'll do a teleseminar and all people email me the next day. I attracted $25,000. I attracted $5,000, $10,000. It's amazing.
It pays for itself instantly. Yeah. As a matter of fact, what's it costing you not to do it is really the question. You know what? It's $97. If it helps you really walk through your unconscious mind or create more in your life, I say it's an investment in you. And all of the tools that we're talking about, I have pretty much gone through every single one of these packages in this entire series, and every single one has a different level of value to it that will help you in a different way. We've positioned it that way. This is a crash course in changing your financial future for real. Commit to it, do it, and then let me know, please. I love to hear from you. I do. To actually hear from you and tell me what you've created. It's part of my purpose on this planet is to seeing people really change, seeing people get it, benefit from it. It feeds my soul. It really does. So if you can feed back to me what changes you're making, I will be so happy. So thank you, by the way. And that's it. Thank you so much. It's so great to meet with you. You're fun, you're animated, you're interesting, and your work is really deep. So thank you very much, Christy. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you too. It's been a lot of fun, and I appreciate our connection. So thank you.
Cool. Thank you very much. And a thank you to all of my team, my incredible team that makes these shows happen, to Cliff, engineer there at the bottom. Thank you so much. And Gina Salvati and Joyce Walker, the producers, and also all of my incredible team, Frank and Bo, and everybody who makes these happen. So thank you so much, mostly to my listeners for just being here. Your energy exchange through the questions and just by watching, it makes these shows happen. This is what the energy of what is it? The law of whatever, reciprocal attraction. I'll make that one up. Is. All right. Thank you so much. Until next time, I invite you all to stick with it and stay aware.